everyone, I hope that you're very well. It's Silvana here and welcome back for a new episode on the Jewels and Gems podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today I will tackle a topic that has been requested by several of you guys on Instagram actually. It was quite tricky because there was two different topics that you guys really seem to want me to cover. The first one being mindfulness, which is what we will be talking about today. And the second one is actually Ayurveda. So we'll talk about Ayurveda on another episode, definitely. But today, let's just focus on mindfulness. That word that seems so broad and vast and big, and it embodies so many things, but at the same time it can seem quite overwhelming. You know, for a lot of us, we're not entirely sure what it means to be mindful. What does it involve? Well, what's the big deal about it, and why is it so important? So for a word that's very straightforward, it can be a bit overwhelming or confusing. So today we'll make sure that you guys have an idea of what it is and what how it can serve you, and why is mindfulness so important nowadays. And hopefully by the end of this episode you will get a bit of a clearer idea about all this. So let's just start from the beginning. You know, what is mindfulness? You know, like, how would you describe it? Like, the first question I like to ask myself and other people to better explain what mindfulness can be, I like to ask people, like, does your mind ever feel like it just is not switching off? Like, do you find it hard to switch off your mind? Or do you feel like these thoughts that are just constantly spinning around in your head, and it's just very, very hard for you to just let them all go away? And the more you try to calm yourself down, and the more you try to let those thoughts leave your mind and your brain, for some reason it seems that it's only getting worse. And all you want is basically just to, you know, reach that sense of inner peace and letting go, and that sense of stillness. And it's just very hard to make it happen. And that would be the best way for me to describe what would mindfulness be. So, you know, basically it's that idea that you probably already have read or seen that mindfulness kind of embodies that idea of reducing stress, creating more inner peace. And obviously, you know, this is something you need. But let's go back to a very quick definition. So if we were to define mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. And mindfulness is a quality that every human being already possesses. It is within all of us. It's not something you have to conjure up. You just have to learn how to access it. And I think that this part here is the most important part. It's the part that really should really resonate within everybody, and that you guys need to remember, if anything, from this episode today, is that this is not something that is impossible for you to reach, or that's out of your reach at all. It's something that everybody is capable of. It's just that, unfortunately, should I say unfortunately, I don't know, but let's say unfortunately, we live in a society that it's very hard to experience mindfulness because of everything around us. We are constantly surrounded by pressure, by stress, by activity, especially nowadays with the rise of electronic devices, you know, that you know, technology, the digitalization of the world only makes it more difficult, because it's always very hard to just focus on ourselves. There's just so many distractions around us. and everything is meant to be stimulating rather than soothing and calming. So absolutely, if you're struggling with this concept, then absolutely you're not the only one. If I was to give another quote from a renowned individual, a person that I look up to, John Kabat-Zinn, he says that mindfulness is that ability of paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally. That is here the key for mindfulness. And I think it's very important what John says here, because it really shows you that your attention or your awareness is basically the key ingredient, the key element in reaching mindfulness. This is the most important part in all this. So, you know, whatever you choose to be aware of, as we said, awareness is key. Whatever you choose to be aware of is absolutely fine. But as long as it is happening in the present moment, as John says, and of course, whenever you feel that your mind is just drifting away and focusing back on what actually does not matter so much or what should not really matter, just be kind to yourself and just bring it gently back to where your focus should be. That's literally John's definition, and I think it's brilliant, and it really speaks to me, and I hope you also like it too. So let's just, you know, remember that being non-judgmental here is going to be the key, meaning that there's no perfect way to practice mindfulness. There's no standards. Don't think for a second there is a standard. Your way of practicing mindfulness might be similar than mine, maybe similar to your parents' way, to your best friend's way, to your neighbor's way. Everyone is different. But the key here is just to remind yourself that don't get upset or disappointed with your journey, because if it is happening the way it's happening, there is a reason. And just allow yourself to go back to where you need to be and keep going, and everything will be fine. You know, it can be very hard for people that are just getting started, because I can see it a lot, you know, like they find it hard, for example, to deal with stillness, or they find it hard to deal with being grounded and present in that moment, in the present moment. And it's not something that people can do so easily when they get started. But the key here maybe would be to try to do it as simple as you can. And if I was to give an example, I'd say, for example, instead of sitting quietly observing your breath with your eyes closed, which would be the way you would meditate, try, if this is too hard, try to simply learn how to do things in your life in a more mindful manner. So, for example, rather than just driving or cooking or showering, try to do those things but in a more mindful way. I'm going to explain what I mean by that, and I will give you some examples. But that would be a great way to start. But let's just dive in first. If you are a little bit more into mindfulness, and if you have experience in that area, or if it's something that you are a little bit more advanced in, let's just talk about a few different types of practices that you can set up for yourself, that you can use. So first one would be being seated, walking, standing, or moving meditation. Or you can also lie down when you sleep. Meditation is one of the most popular ways of practicing mindfulness. A second practice could be short pauses that you can add throughout your day in your daily tasks. So to take that time, for example, in between different jobs or tasks you're meant to do, just to take that time to really stop and pause and, for example, do a breathwork practice for 10 minutes, or meditate for 5 minutes, or, you know, anything like that would be a great example. Or maybe try that could also be an idea. And the third example of practice that would be considered part of mindfulness practices would be the idea of combining meditation with other activities, such as sports or obviously yoga. That would be also an example for someone that might be a little bit more advanced, I suppose. And you might be wondering, well, that's all nice and great, Silvana, but why should I even bother doing this? You know, I might just go back to what I usually do and everything will be fine. My life won't change much and, you know, there won't be much of a difference. Well, I would say that that's not exactly true. There's a lot of benefits doing this, especially if you've never done it before. You know, since, like, I would say, try, for example, since these activities that we've mentioned at the beginning, for example, driving, cooking, or taking a shower, as they're all part of your daily life, it's just a matter of trying to make them a little bit more mindful. So, for example, start while you brush your teeth, you know, try to focus on 3 to 5 minute like meditation moment, or you know, something that would get you just to have a bit of a more mindful experience. You can practice all those practices we've said in wherever you want. There's no need to go in a particular place or space. It's all up to you. As loud or quiet as you like it. And yes, just, you know, if you find it, if something happens and something, you know, interrupts you in any way, shape or form, don't take it bad. Just return to that place of stillness. You know, that happens to me a lot. You know, whenever I do you know, Reiki healing, you know, sometimes I might have someone that might knock at the door, come in and just talk to me, but that's okay. I don't, you know, I'm not gonna start to go mad and start complaining. I'll just take it as, okay, if that person came in now, it was meant to happen and it's just the way it is. Like, you know, and then I just go back to my practice. And you can do this at work. You can use it as well, wonderful for like stress management in general, you know, like whenever you feel that at work, your anxiety is getting a bit high, you're getting a bit stressed, just take that time to just get back into a place of stillness. And the benefits in general would be really great. I mean, you're dealing with obviously when we meditate, you know, it's not going to help you fix any problems straight away. But what it can do is that on the long term, just by practicing it daily or as much as you possibly can, you will, for example, reduce stress. It will be great to enhance just overall performance, be it at work or any other place where you are involved on a daily basis. It's great for all general awareness, gaining insight, obviously observing. It allows you to observe your own mind and increase your attention to your own well-being, which is crucial, which sometimes we tend to overlook and forget about. And obviously meditating doesn't have to take long. You don't have to become a monk and meditate for an hour. You can just do 5 minutes a day, and that in itself will help you release any self-judgment, any anger, any stress, any of those negative waves of thought patterns that you do not want and that you do not need, because that's not what you deserve. And then that will allow you on the long term to approach life in general with a completely different perspective overall. So now let's talk about, for example, what mindfulness is or what it is not, because I think that's also very important to cover those elements. First of all, I'd say that mindfulness for me is like, it's what I really like about it is that it leads us to become more open-minded in areas of our lives, because by doing this introspective work, by doing that reflection, self-reflection, you will obviously become more curious. You will open yourself to different perspectives, different ways of thinking, and you might also become more aware of certain areas of your life that maybe before you were not. So I really like the idea of connecting mindfulness with that sense of just being more open-minded. It is believed to be very helpful in our lives, obviously in different religious beliefs, obviously such as Buddhism. But never forget as well that there is research out there that proves that mindfulness and obviously meditation can bring a lot of positivity to your life, be it in terms of work, in terms of relationships, health, mental health as well. So another great element to explain why it's such a good practice to add to your life. It's also a way of living. Don't think for a second that mindfulness it's just about doing certain things, and it's not just a practice. It's about bringing a little bit of awareness to all areas of your life, and just to be a little bit more mindful in everything you do on a daily basis. So for example, rather than just eating foods for lunch or dinner, try to slow down your process of eating. Try not to stare at your phone. Try to be focused on that delicious plate of food that you have in front of you and be grateful for it and savor it and take the time to enjoy it. That would be a wonderful way to get started, in my opinion. And another point would be that everyone can do it. It's just not meant to be just for you know, your sister or your cousin or your neighbor. You know, everyone can do it. Even you, if you feel that it's just too hard, or that your mind is too clogged up with negative thoughts, or that there's just too much going on in your head and you can't switch off, everyone can do it. It's just a matter of taking the decision of starting that journey and doing your best for yourself. It can, and because of all these elements that we've just covered, it can be a great way to change your way of life in general. Definitely. And you don't need to be a different person. It's not because you practice mindfulness that, you know, people around you will start to think that you are changing or you're becoming a different person or anything like that. It's just going to give you a different perspective on life in general. And it's nothing. And don't think for a second that it's something that's supposed to be, mystical, magical, or mysterious in any shape or form. You know, it's one of those things that are as simple as possible, and that can take many, many aspects. As we said earlier, it can be different for everybody. So if we were, for example, to give you guys some examples of how you can practice it in your daily life. For example, well, I think the example that we said about the brushing, what was it? We said eating. Yeah, exactly. It was about eating. That was such a good example, I feel, you know, just taking that time to just enjoy your food and just be grateful for having that food in front of you and just enjoying it and not staring at your phone. Maybe try not even to watch TV. Notice how it looks, take the time to observe, see if you can recognize the ingredients on your plate. I know it might sound silly, but you know, it's all about that sense of awareness. So, you know, observe the colors, the shapes, as you put it in your mouth, try to distinguish any flavors, any taste. What do you taste? What is the flavor like? What does it remind you of? And just take that time to really connect with your food and Yeah, that would be for me one of the easiest ways. It may sound strange or boring to some of you, but this is how you will fully feel alive and present in that certain moment. It would remind you that, you know, and of course, I'm not asking you to become like a master, you know, yogi or anything like that. It's just a practice that's going to take time. But the more you do it, the better it's going to get. For example, you can do the same while you're washing your hands. That would be the perfect topic now with everything that's happening in the world. While you wash your hands, don't think just washing your hands for 20 seconds because it's what you're supposed to do. Think about it as during those 20 seconds, during that time, you can just observe how the soap feels on your skin. You know, take the time to observe your own hands as you touch them and give yourself a little massage. Bring awareness to that, those sensations, to the smells of the soap. And just try to connect to only that moment. Try, if you can, not to think about nothing else but that moment. And see if at the end of it, you feel any lighter. That would be very interesting. Try that and let me know. Let me know if any of those ideas work for you. Because that would be the perfect way to get started. Without having to go too deep or too technical. You know? Yeah, that would be one idea. You could also just go out for a walk and, you know, just every time you stop, for example, the traffic lights, rather than staring at your phone or looking at people around you, because obviously everyone is social distancing, so we'll have to be careful where we're standing and stuff. Try it for that moment while you are at the traffic light, just to clear your mind. Maybe just close your eyes for a quick second, doesn't have to be long, and just obviously in a safe place, you know, don't go too close to the road, but just see if there is a way for you to relax for that quick moment and focus on your breath and, you know, focus on doing beautiful diaphragm breathing with your belly breathing, so things like that, and see if that makes you feel any better for that moment. So that would be I think great examples and ideas. You can also find lots of resources online. For example, if you are getting started with the meditation, let's say, and that's something that you really want to improve and work on, you can find lots online. I'd suggest a great resource would be YouTube. You can find so much there. But if by any chance you guys would like me to do something for you, just let me know and I would be delighted. Of course, I'm always open to hearing what you guys would like, as I really want to bring you as much value and help and support as I possibly can. And if you were trying to, for example, sit during meditation, that would be my last tip of the day before we're finished with this episode. Just sit down on a chair, a cushion, wherever feels comfy. You know, your legs, I would say you can either do it like a cross-legged position. That would be great. So that would be Sukhasana. Try that. And if that's not suitable, you can also just let your legs be the way they are. That's fine. You know, keep yourself nice and straight, but, you know, keep your body nice and relaxed at the same time. Put your arms kind of parallel to your legs somehow, I would say. You know, don't cross your arms or anything like that, because that is said to block any flow of energy. And I would say try to have a light gaze, you know. Don't put your head up high, you know, but don't put it down too low, you know, kind of nice and comfortable and what you'd naturally be like. And just relax and let yourself be. Follow yourself, trust yourself, listen to how your body feels like, and just, you know, focus on that sense of self-awareness, be it physically, mentally, spiritually, and see where that brings you. You know, we all get started from the beginning. Nobody becomes a master pro from day one. So yeah, hopefully you feel that this episode resonates with you, that it will help you in some shape or form. I really hope that I answered some of your questions. If there is anything else you guys would like me to talk about, please make sure to message me. You can message me on Instagram at jewelsandgems.shop or Silvana_Beslik. You can find me there too. You also can find me now on YouTube at Silvana Beslik Jewels and Gems, with plenty of videos all about crystal healing, astrology, and so much more. So definitely check that out and let me know what you guys think. And thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you subscribe to the Jewels and Gems VIP Club on our website, jewelsandgems.shop, in order to get my two new freebies for you guys that can help you to get started into your mindfulness journey. I have a free self-care spiritual guide for you and an astrology cheat sheet as well. So you can grab those for free. And for any crystal lovers out there, you can also find on Amazon my new free ebook, Crystal Magic. And you can download it there for free on Kindle. And let me know, guys, what you think about it. And there's a little surprise at the end of the book that hopefully you will enjoy. Thank you so, so, so much for listening to today's podcast episode. And I will be delighted to talk to you soon. Hope you have a beautiful day.